Hey guys, I'm Chris and I love anime. So, when talking about something of this nature, I really didn't know what direction to go. So I'm just going to ramble on the many reasons why I love anime. Ever since I was a kid, anime has been teaching me lessons about life. Through many different characters, through the experiences I've had in life because of anime, be they good or bad, there is always something to learn, some type of lesson. As time has gone, I've learned about different types of anime, like they have horror genres and all types of things. So no matter what you are into, there is some type of anime out there for you, whether it's cooking, there's Food War if you like cooking anime. If you like swimming anime, there's literally an anime called Swim. If you like baseball in real life, there is an anime for baseball. There's an anime for basketball. I think it's really cool in the fact that there are just so many different things that you can check out. There's a genre called slice of life where you get, just regular scenarios and then regular old people doing regular life things. So that for me was really cool. Lately I've been watching a couple of different anime. So, I've been watching Dorohedoro, and I've also been reading. So for people who don't know much about anime, there are many different art styles, and there are a lot of anime out there that are based off of books called manga. Now, people kind of pronunciate this different. Some people say manga, and some people say manga. And some people go, oh, well, it's not called manga, it's called manga. Oh, no, it's not called manga, it's called manga. Who cares? It's awesome. You should read one of the books. Another great book I started reading is Vinland Saga. Vinland is real great, and it's different because it's a manga and an anime actually about Vikings. And it's pretty graphic, but it's really awesome. So I watched another show. Like I love let's see, if I was saying what are some anime that you could get into. If you love hip hop and samurais, there's Samurai Champloo. I love Samurai Champloo. It's really, really dope. And it was very influential. Another good one, one of the best anime of all time as well, is Cowboy Bebop. Yu Yu Hakusho is another good one. Yuri on Ice. There are so many great anime to choose from. And, every year or every season, they bring out something new to explore. Like, I didn't watch it when it first came out, but what is it called, man? Man, I don't even remember the name right now. But there's an anime about some little kids that are being raised by monsters. And that's all I'll say, right? Like, I don't want to give away the plot point of it all. But, oh, Promised Neverland. There we go. And it's a suspenseful show filled with twists and turns. And, it's like, what's a twist? What else? What else is a really good one that I like? Oh, I was talking about sports anime, right? There's another one called Haikyuu. And Haikyuu is about volleyball. And it is awesome. Other really great sports anime is Hajime no Ippo, which is an anime about a kid who wants to become a boxer. And you kind of go through his journey. Through becoming a boxer. He eventually becomes a boxer, but you get to learn more about it. And you get to learn more about the actual sports themselves. It's interesting to see how they break down a lot of these things. you know, they always come from like a psychological level, right? Where they talk about things from a psychological point. And I always think that's kind of cool. I said Yuri on Ice earlier, and that's about figure skating. But it's not just about figure skating, but it's about the life of a figure skater. And it kind of goes into like, you know, love and defining what that is. It's definitely a great show to watch. Let's see. There's another one called Golden Kamuy, which is also awesome. And mind you, most of these anime that I'm mentioning can be found, you know, on either Netflix or Funimation or Vinland Saga is even on. If you have Amazon Prime, it's literally on their service, right? And you can watch that for absolutely nothing, so long as you got Amazon Prime. Bang. As far as different places, oh, ooh, cool. There's also like My Hero Academia, which is one of the best like anime in the last friggin' 5 to 10 years. There's one of my personal favorites, Attack on Titan. And they also have really amazing books. So whether you want to read it or watch it, you can do either or. You know, find something, give it a chance. You want more old school recommendations? There's Naruto. Naruto is about a kid named Naruto who wants to be a ninja, right? And then he wants to become the Hokage, which is like the head, I guess, ninja person in their village. And Naruto is about his journey into trying to become the Hokage, which is also, you know, really dope. So, you know, take some time, watch a show, give it a chance. One Piece is also a really, really good anime. However, it is extremely long. So, you know, some people are cool with that. Some people like find it, you know, very intimidating. But I'll tell you, if you go down that road, you'll love the journey because the show just keeps getting better with time. With that said, I could sit here and talk about anime all day, but what I'd like you to do is find something, go watch something and, you know, have a good experience. And remember, life is study and anime is life. Thank you.